Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 1025-1063 the game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. And we say hello for the first time this year to Predators general manager David Poile. Well, it's not. It's the first time on radio. We've seen him a few times. David, how you doing?
Everything is good. We just got back from Europe, as you know, on Sunday. Had a day off yesterday, and the boys are on the ice as we speak. So just getting ready for Thursday's home opener against Dallas. So all good.
Let's start with the trip to Europe. Obviously, you came back with 4 points and are atop the league, so congratulations for getting those two wins. But what was the whole experience like for you to be able to take your team overseas and see Bern in Prague?
It was fabulous. And, of course, winning the two games was very helpful to make that fabulous, if you will. But the Bern experience, Roman Josi's home city, was extraordinary. I mean, just you know, seeing him walk in the streets of Bern, people recognizing him, and how you know, his story, if you will, from being growing up there to practicing, playing at the rink that we played in, to have all his family there, his grandmothers who've never seen him play in Nashville because they haven't been able to travel, to the 9,000 fans that are all standing like in a soccer match that arrived and were waiting for the players to go on the ice 40 minutes before the warm-up. It was just a great, great experience for sure. I love Bern. I've been there a couple of times on other hockey trips, and again, I'd highly recommend that for a city to go for anybody. And then Prague, which is a major city, obviously, in Europe, is just great. All the European major cities, in my opinion, are excellent because they're all walking cities, and you get to see so much, you get to interact so much in their color and culture. And I know the players just had a great time, and as I said, not only on the ice but off the ice, I think it was a really good experience. I think, you know, when we approach this, you know, you're trying to grow hockey everywhere, and also selfishly, I think you're looking for opportunities for team bonding experiences, and I think this has put our team in a real good position, and I think everybody got to know each other, you know, much better than you would normally do in a normal training camp. So to me, there was no negatives on this trip at all. Really, really happy that we participated, and I'm happy where our club is because of it.
The regular season has officially started for you, but the home opener will be on Thursday, and a lot's been made about your off season. You were busy. You added a couple of different pieces, and I go back to your end of season press conference when you and Coach John Hines sat at the podium, and you were both very passionate about where you wanted this team to go, and you said, I want to give him the tools to be successful. So with the tweaks that you've made, not only in this offseason, but since he got here and took over as head coach, do you feel like that you have gotten this to be where it is his team, his type of players, that he can truly show what he can do as a head coach now?
Yeah, I do. I think we and he have come a long way from when he took over from Peter Laviolette over 3 years ago now. Just, you know, the team was a good team, but, you know, we had some, I guess my words would be, a little bit of an underperforming situation in certain areas, and we needed to make a couple of changes. And I think over the past two seasons, we've done that. I think his relationships with the players are terrific. I think his messaging and how we want to play has been bang on, and we all saw that last year when not too many people gave us much of a chance to, you know, be a competitive team. And I think we've just grown from there. We had, you know, together we had goals for our staff and hockey ops, and I think we identified what we wanted to do. And for the most part, I think we've been successful there. We changed our second goalie to Kevin Lankinen, and we're happy with him. And he got his first win against San Jose in Prague. On defense, we were very fortunate that, you know, Tampa Bay had some issues in terms of their salary cap, and that we were able to get Ryan McDonough. And that's on your wish list. But to actually get a top four defenseman and not pay, you know, too high of a price, I think that's really changed our team in a huge way. And then, of course, we were looking to improve our scoring, and specifically on our second line. And, you know, Niederreiter was there and available to us, and we got that done. And everybody knows Roman Josi is one of his best friends. We know that Joey and he played hockey together in junior hockey, and after two games, he's got 3 goals. So what a great start there. I guess the fourth thing, we really felt we didn't have as much depth as you need to be successful in National Hockey League. It's 82 games at the playoffs. I mean, we're trying to have that belief that we're going to be a playoff team and that we're going to play like 100 games this year at least. And, you know, picking up players like Kiefer Sherwood, which is really good scouting on our part in terms of a player that mostly has been in the minor leagues, but, you know, in his first game, he gets goal and assist. Cole Smith is a free agent. We signed a couple of years ago. He's 6'4", and he's big. His game seems to be more rounded now. He's very aggressive. He's killing penalties for us. So a lot of those good things, you know, happened. Cody Glass, after having him for a year, seems to be playing the best hockey he's played in his professional career. So right now, a lot of things to be positive about for the Predators.
David Poile, Predators general manager, is our guest here on Chase Willie and D-Mace. And, you know, you mentioned the second line. Philip Tomasino was one of those guys that, you know, had been penciled in, was given an opportunity. Now he's going to go to Milwaukee to get a little more seasoning. What went into that roster move of going ahead and saying, hey, let's start the season in Milwaukee, give you a little time to get better, to work on your skills so he can come back and be that top six that you believe he can be?
Well, I want to say the same thing you said. We certainly believe that he's a top six forward. You know, we saw glimpses of that last year. We put him in position as a young player to play in our team, mostly on the fourth line. He got a little bit of power play time. He got a little bit of time moving up in the lineup. This year, we had hoped that he would be ready to take on a more of a prime time role, but it just didn't work out that way. I would think that if I'm looking at our forward prospects, you know, Philip is right there at the top of being, you know, one of our best guys, and we need him to develop. And I don't think, well, I know this, we just didn't have the opportunity to put him in the lineup at a high place right now based on how other players were playing, and a little bit you have to take responsibility for how he was playing. The training camp was so short. We talked about to our players about this at the beginning. It was not fair. We didn't give everybody a lot of opportunities. And so, again, try to make our decisions on merit, and you try to, you know, work with every player. But I really feel in the long run, when we look back at this, if Phil gets down there and play top minutes in Milwaukee to play power play, I'm assuming strongly that he's going to be very productive, and we're going to need him. I mean, I've never had a year here where we, you know, didn't have anything, you know, go wrong in terms of injuries, good play, bad play, all those situations. So let's hope he gets down there and gets really going, what have you. And again, I'm sure there's going to be an opportunity. I'm sure there's going to be changes. But, I mean, if we're going to be successful, we need Phil Tomasino to be a top six forward.
We talked with Pritz, Jim, David Poile. They got a game coming up. First home game coming up this Thursday against the Dallas Stars. Now, the acquisitions that you made, David, in the offseason will ultimately be judged at the end of the season and so forth. But as a GM and a coaching staff, you have to be excited about what you've seen from the guys that you have brought in. You know, Niederreiter. Did I pronounce his name?
Niederreiter,
yeah. Excuse me. You mentioned he has 3 goals in 2 games. So as a GM, you have to be happy about the start he's had.
You know, absolutely. You know, you're looking to, last year was a good season of, I'd say, everybody finding their identity, playing their role. Our best players were our best players, but we were still a little short, and that was certainly brought to a head in the playoffs when we played the Stanley Cup champs in the first round, the Colorado Avalanche. And so we knew we needed to get better. And like I said earlier, I think we've improved our goaltending. I think we've improved our defense with McDonough and with forwards, with, you know, some changes with Niederreiter, Sherwood, Glass, Smith, Banford. I think we've, you know, not only improved, but we have better depth. So it's still competitive, you know, on a daily basis. I mean, like I just like to say, you got to earn your stripes every day. Sherwood gets a goal and an assist in the first game, playing on the second line. By halfway through the second game, he's on the fourth line, and Tolvin is up there on the second line with Niederreiter and Johansson. So we don't want anybody to take anything for granted. We don't want anybody to get too comfortable, and then we got some backside pressure here with what we just talked about with Tomasino now being down in the minors, a Parsonen, who is arguably one of our better at our players at training camp. And John Leonard was another free agent we signed. I really believe that he's going to get some games here this year. Jankowski cleared waivers. So we got a lot of depth, and it's, you know, I think it allows us to make changes when and if we need to make them.
Talking to David Poile, Predators general manager. And, David, you mentioned some of the guys that, you know, I'm sure Scotty Nichols' knowledge of the AHL helped a lot to bring in that crop. I want to ask you specifically about Sherwood and how you as a GM in a relatively short period of time feel somewhat confident that he is going to be able not just to have a good couple of weeks, but maybe in this place for this team be a guy that contributes long term. How tough is that sometimes?
Well, I think in scouting, I mean, like Sherwood is, I think he's 27 years of age, so, you know, he's been around a little bit, so you get to see him play and, you know, have some knowledge of what I think his strengths and weaknesses are, as obviously do Scott Nichol, our pro scouts, Jeff Kelty. It all goes into factoring in these situations. One of the things I think could happen with Sherwood is that he's playing, like, top minutes in the AHL power play and a goal scorer and all of these things. When he gets called up to the NHL, he's playing like in the fourth line, and I think he, you know, maybe didn't fit him, it didn't accept it correctly or what have you. One of the things that we've told him is that whatever you're presented with every day, you've got to adapt to that. So again, the first game he gets put with Johansson and Niederreiter on the second line, and he scores. It didn't go so well for him in the second game, and he's down in the fourth line. He's got to adjust. The fourth line, the minutes, the role is different than the second line. And if he can do that, he's got enough going for him in terms of his talent, his skating, and his ability to move up and down in the lineup. And that, what I just said there, that ability to move up and down the lineup is a very valuable asset. A lot of times when we call up a player from Milwaukee, he can only play as high as the fourth line, for example. Here we've seen in two games where Sherwood has played in the second line and scored, and he's played in the fourth line. So that versatility should help him, you know, hopefully stay in the NHL and to find some kind of a niche here with the Predators.
You mentioned how quick the training camp has been. We haven't seen as much of Zach Sanford. There hasn't been as many games. He hasn't been able to get into the three games that were in Europe. So how do you evaluate what you've seen from him so far?
Well, that's a good point, and it's a problem. Again, the training camp was not very fair in terms of giving a lot of guys opportunities, and, you know, first impressions and first days were really important. We played scrimmages, which, you know, traditionally you wouldn't put as much emphasis on or evaluation on, but we did, and certain players got bumped down a little bit or lost their spot or position, and Sanford right now is on the outside looking in. So he's going to just have to keep working hard and just to see what happens. He's been an NHLer for the last 4 years. He's a big, big man. He has scored some goals. He can kill penalties. He's got a good stick to play defensively. So, again, I want to look at it right now as a little bit of a positive, is that we have a really good depth. And when we need or the coaches want to make a change, he's available to us. And we got to find out more about what he can provide for the Predators.
How tough was it to decide that it was time to have another option as the backup? Kevin Lankinen has looked like a very good fit. It looks like Pekka-Rinne, UC Saros, that was a big part of the relationship, and he looks very comfortable so far. But you had to decide you wanted to go there. So how tough was that to go to a Connor Ingram or you know, for Connor Ingram to see they're bringing another guy in? Because Connor Ingram, you've done a lot of investing in. There's been some good development there. It's been a good story, but you had to make a tough call there.
Yeah. Well, it's our job to provide depth and provide competition. And, you know, Connor Ingram had a really good training camp, and that was obviously reflected by the fact that we lost him on waivers to Arizona yesterday. But we wanted to, you know, we wanted to make sure. I mean, Lankin, we know from a distance, if you will, from past years and specifically Chicago, but we wanted to create competition at training camp. And we felt, you know, pretty much fair and square that Lankin and outplayed Ingram, not by a lot, but a little bit better. And we were comfortable with that that decision. And as you said, there's some really good symmetry or chemistry with our team. Saros and Lankin are both from Finland. They're both the same age. They both grew up together playing against each other all the time. So I think you know, the relationship is really good, and he's a young guy on the way up. His best years are ahead of him, so far so good.
Well, David, we're looking forward to these weekly chats with you. I know you're loving the start that your team has had, but best of luck against Dallas on Thursday. We'll see you at Bridgestone.
Okay, guys, good talking to you. We'll see you on Thursday night. Appreciate it.
There you go. Predators general manager David Poile, his first of his weekly visits. And, again, something that you will not want to miss every Tuesday at 11:15 here on Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, as we enjoy his honesty, and he's always very straightforward when it comes to talking about his hockey team. And I will ask that question. Do we feel like that this is finally, this roster is built for head coach John Hines? I thought he gave a great answer there. We'll discuss that coming up next. But can you beat Vegas this football season? Superbook Sports gives you the chance every week to go head-to-head with the best odds makers in Las Vegas. It is my official sports book, and I love how easy it is to use. There's no fancy computer algorithms. There's no guys across the pond setting lines for American sports. It's just the best team of odds makers in the business right there behind the counter at the Superbook in Las Vegas. Plus, they feature some of the best odds boosts and promo bets anywhere. Looking ahead to the NFL coming up this week, Thursday night, you got the Commanders that the Titans just beat, taking on the Bears. It's a pick 'em right now. I lean towards the Bears. So download the Superbook Sports app or visit superbook.com and start your battle against Vegas right now. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.